SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a substantial pay rise proposed for the incoming Governor-General Sam Mostyn. Armour Guard gets a $50 million bailout. And in football, the United States beats Bolivia 2-0 in their opening match at the Copa America. With the latest SBS news, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Albanese government has proposed a $214,000 pay rise for the incoming Governor-General, Samantha Mostyn. Ms. Mostyn is set to become Australia's next Governor-General on July 1st, replacing the incumbent David Hurley. The Federal Parliament is proposing to take the salary from $495,000 to $709,000. The government says the planned wage rise is to reconcile Ms. Mostyn's income, who has no military background, with previous Governors-General who get some Commonwealth entitlements. Former New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane will chair the Federal Government's Climate Change Authority. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made the announcement today, just days after the former Liberal MP quit the New South Wales Parliament. Mr. Keane is seen to be one of only a few coalition MPs to heed the warnings of a climate emergency and will take up the role with the authority responsible for providing advice to government on climate change policy in August. He says he's looking forward to the job.
The Climate Change Authority has an important role to play in providing independent advice to the government of the day based on facts, science, evidence, engineering and economics. And I intend to follow that tradition and continue to behave, to carry myself as I did as the New South Wales Energy and Environment Minister, as the Treasurer of New South Wales, who oversaw a $115 billion budget.
Shoppers could pay lower prices for higher quality produce as the government cracks down on anti-competitive behaviour at the major supermarkets. Australia's major supermarkets will be required to abide by a strengthened and mandatory code of conduct. The federal government has adopted all 11 recommendations of a recent probe into the voluntary food and grocery code of conduct to protect suppliers and encourage competition in the grocery sector. Under the increased sanctions, supermarkets with an annual Australian sale of over $5 billion that violate the code could face a punishment of up to $10 million, or three times the advantage gained from the contravening conduct, or 10% of the turnover in the previous 12 months. Dr. Craig Emerson, who headed the review, says it will be one of the strongest codes of conduct in Australia. But supermarkets should not be too worried.
If the supermarkets behave properly, they shouldn't be too worried about this because it's designed to make them behave properly. So it's not as if they will live in fear every day. Just treat the suppliers decently and not put the suppliers in such a difficult position where they do fear through retribution that their products could be moved from a really nice spot on the shelf down the back of the aisle, or delisted altogether.
The cash transport company Armour Guard will keep operating after coming to a deal with its largest customers worth $50 million. Armour Guard, which employs 1,400 people, is Australia's sole distributor of cash. Amidst declining use of cash, there have been fears for the future of the company and, in turn, Australia's cash economy. But now, Armour Guard will receive monthly payments in return for meeting key performance indicators, which will include efficiency and restructuring requirements. The deal is funded by the Big Four banks, Coles, Woolworths, Bunnings and Australia Post. The deal also gives these companies time to come up with an alternate plan in case Armour Guard ultimately fails. Only around 13% of transactions in Australia are now done in cash. In football, Christian Pulisic's third-minute goal set the stage for a convincing 2-0 victory for the United States over Bolivia in their opening Group C match at the Copa America. The US adopted an aggressive strategy from the start against Bolivia, who have just one win in their past 31 Copa America matches. US coach Greg Berhalter says it was a good start to the tournament.
That's the important thing about the first game of the tournament. You know, we've been together for almost a month now, and you know, itching to get going, and then you come out and you're never exactly sure how it's going to go, but I think the guys, you know, never put it in doubt and were really focused from the onset, showed a lot of intensity, a lot of hard work. And for us, it's just about building on this performance. Next game is our focus, our sole focus is going to be how do we prepare for Panama.
And the US will face Panama on Friday morning in Atlanta. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.